Hello, everyone. Welcome to a very special edition here on WCRI of a show on the Newport Music Festival. We are very pleased to have with us in the studio this evening one of the representatives of the Newport Music Festival. She's not just a representative. She is one of the main movers. Her name is Diane Hurley. Some of you might recognize the name as the CEO of Newport Grand. Welcome to the show, Diane.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you here and looking forward to another great season of the Newport Music Festival, which WCRI helps sponsor. And we in the past, many of you will know that for many years we had Mark Malkovich on the show, on my show. I'm Mike Mano and host of Conducting Conversations, and many, many great memories of Mark Malkovich when he used to come in and do the show with me, to the point where he finally had his own show called My Music here on WCRI. And Diane, what was your relationship with Mark?
Well, I started attending the Chamber Music Festival, the Newport Music Festival, back in the 70s, and certainly got to know Mark at that point in time and over the years. My mother was actually on the board of the music festival in the 80s, and so between that involvement and attending the concerts, I got to know Mark extremely well. And then when my father passed in 1993, Mark really reached out to me as a father figure, and I affectionately call him Papa.
What a nice remembrance. And Mark was a wonderful, wonderful man. We have all kinds of stories about him, but we probably won't get into that now. Let's get to a little bit more background about you. And what is your role now with the Newport Music Festival?
I am the president of the board. I went on the board in the 90s, and then Mark reached out to me and asked me if I would take the position of board president a number of years ago.
Well, that's a good thing to be doing, and keeping the Newport Music Festival alive and well. It's in its 44th season, and I know that so many people have been involved and affected by the Newport Music Festival. Wonderful music that is held in lots of different locations for many years, held in the mansions, and now we're expanding a little bit, and you have something to do with that expansion.
Yes, we're very excited. At Newport Grand, we've opened an event center, and we have comedy, and we have different music venues, and we had our first classical venue on March 16th when Daniel Del Pino, who's going to be coming for his 12th year to the music festival, beautiful classical pianist, performed a program at Newport Grand in March, and we are going to be having four of the featured Debussy concerts at Newport Grand this year, and we're very, very excited.
Of course, that's the featured artist for this year's festival, and everything is involving Debussy as far as his music is concerned, and we'll be listening to a lot of his music as the program goes on for this hour, and we will fade to some of that music in a few minutes, but I want to get a little bit more background about we chose you to come on and represent the festival for a particular reason. You have a passion for classical music.
I do have a passion for classical music. It was born in college. I went to Wellesley College, and they offered this huge year-long course, starting with music of the Renaissance and coming forward to the more contemporary 21st century, and well, 20th century music. Mm-hmm. And that is where I had some exposure, especially to opera, when I was a teenager, because my parents started the Palm Beach Opera Company. They transformed it into a professional company, which it is still to this day. But it was that year-long course and the ability to go into Boston and go to the Boston Symphony and see Eric Leinsdorf, the great conductor,
right,
during rehearsal. Now, I've been to many, many symphonic and chamber music, and every now and then you'll hear a little mistake in the music, but you play through it, obviously.
Sure.
Not when you're at rehearsal. Here you have the full Boston Symphony Orchestra going, and Eric Leinsdorf raising his hands and saying, stop, and pointing out what was wrong with the way the percussion was handling the piece or whatever. It was so exciting.
That's a wonderful background. And that was, so did you grow up in Palm Beach or did you grow up in Massachusetts?
Both.
Okay.
I did. I went to school from second grade through high school in Palm Beach, mm-hmm. but kept my New England heart because we summered every summer on Buzzards Bay.
On Buzzards Bay and then Wellesley College.
Wellesley College.
And then after that, out and about and then back to Newport in the late 70s, right?
That is correct.
All right. We're going to go to a little music that is going to be featured at the festival. We aren't picking anything particular here. We're just going to try to give you some flavor of the kind of music we'll be playing. And the festival is currently running and runs to July 29th. So make sure if you're interested in getting any information about the festival, you can do that by calling 401-849-0700. And they'll be able to help you out with information and tickets. Or you can go to the website, which is newportmusic.org. So check that out. We'll listen to some music, take a short break, and then be back with more of Diane Hurley.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the program. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Diane Hurley, who is the president of the board of directors of the Newport Music Festival, which is running now in Newport. And make sure you have the opportunity to stop into one of the great locations that are hosting these things, including Newport Grand, that has hosted a few. And we thank you for that. It was great, Diane, that you opened that facility for the music. It's wonderful.
Well, we're just delighted that we have a room. It's called the Event Center. And what makes it particularly wonderful for the music festival, the chamber music festival, is that the acoustics in the room are absolutely superb. So the music is heard the way it's meant to be heard.
That's wonderful. When we speak about the music, we should point out that other composers are going to be played during the Newport Music Festival. It's not just one.
Oh, no. While we are honoring Debussy, and many of the concerts feature or are exclusively Debussy, we have Bach, we have Mozart, we have everyone almost representing from Renaissance to classical to the Romantic to the contemporary. And Debussy, of course, comes up on the end of the Romantic coming forward. So there's a tremendous variety. Please, please go onto the website, newportmusic.org, and book for the remaining concerts.
Now, if for some reason someone can't get to Newport, they could be listening to this from some other part of the country on the web, because we have the ability to have people listen all over the world. But if they like the music and they want to help support, or they just happen to be out of town this time of year, or for whatever reason, and they want to support the festival, they can still do that, right?
They can, and we do rely on charitable donations, very much so. While ticket sales are a large part of the revenue that covers the cost of the festival, we could not continue without the wonderful donations from people, as you suggest, all over the world. Mm-hmm. Some who attend, so they're buying tickets and they're also making charitable contributions. But for so many of them, they listen to it, they love it, and they have been incredibly generous, even over these last very difficult years with the economy in quite dire straits.
Right.
The ticket sales, the attendance has been able to be maintained. And while the dollar amount of donations did slip a bit, not the number of people donating. So,
well, that's great.
It is great. It shows that the love is there, mm-hmm. and the support is there. And we're so thankful.
That's wonderful. And we mentioned Mark Malkovich at the top of the program and the memories we have of him. And it was almost, if you look at the festival as a financial entity, in other words, it needs money to continue, it was almost a perfect storm, the passing of Mark and the economy at the same time. And there was quite a bit of turmoil there, and a lot of people had to step up to the plate including Mark, what we call Mark Junior. He's really Mark the Fourth, but he's doing a wonderful job in getting this on track.
Mark is amazing. He had handled more of the marketing aspect of it when his father was still with us. Mm-hmm. And when Mark the Third, Mark Senior, as we also call him, when he passed 2 years ago, that year's program, 2010, was completely done. It was in place. The artists had been contacted. So that was something that was not too difficult to keep going. But Marky, as we affectionately call Mark the Fourth, subsequently has stepped up to the plate, and he actually confided in me once, I didn't realize how much I was learning from my father, but being next to him and with him so much of the time. And Mark has done a remarkable job in terms of the programs he's put together, the venues, and the artists. We have a very large group of returning artists every year, but then he's reached out and he's gotten wonderful new, many young performers. So there's always the old and the new at the festival.
And the performers are almost a big family at the Newport Music Festival. If you've not experienced, you should go there. Go to one of the concerts, and you will get to see the performers come right out and meet people and talk to them and so forth. It's not like a Broadway show where you don't have any chance to see the star.
Not at all. In particular, when intermission occurs, I can visualize right now, and I know I'll have the good fortune to be there, at the Breakers, and you go out onto that terrace overlooking the water, and many, many of the artists who are not performing in that evening show, mm-hmm. they are there because of their love for the music. We all get to know each other, and it truly does become a family.
Wonderful family of the Newport Music Festival running now, and take advantage of that. You've only got a couple more weeks running now to the 29th of July, the 44th annual Newport Music Festival. We're going to take another break and listen to some more wonderful music, and we'll be back after that. Welcome back to a special program about the Newport Music Festival in its 44th season. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Diane Hurley. She is the president of the board of directors of the Newport Music Festival. She has some wonderful memories about Mark Malkovich, senior and junior, and also about another member of the family, right, Diane?
Yes, Joan, wife, mother, depending on which Mark, is a linchpin. She is so important to the festival, and her strength, especially after losing her husband, Mark, has been an inspiration to the volunteers. And by the way, we depend very heavily on volunteers. When you go to the festival and you have all the wonderful ushers and ticket takers, those are all volunteers. And most of them volunteer so they get to hear the music, and I don't blame them.
Well, it is a wonderful thing, and it's a little bit late to volunteer for this year, but if you want to do it in the future, you can just go to the website and follow directions there. I'm sure they'll be happy to have as many volunteers as possible. And again, if you'd like to contribute, you can do that by also going to the website and making a contribution to this wonderful event that's going to be going till July 29th. Now, your personal involvement in music, we touched on it a little bit, back to your college days and some of the programs you were involved with, but it continues now. You mentioned off air to me during the commercial break that your daughter-in-law took you to a special event and so forth?
Yes. My daughter-in-law, after finishing her law degree at Stanford, became the head grant writer at the San Francisco Symphony, and we went on several occasions to concerts where Michael Tilson Thomas was the conductor. He is the conductor of the San Francisco Symphony. For me, it had a particular importance because I saw Michael Tilson Thomas in his debut year. I believe it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 1970 with the Boston Symphony Orchestra.
You were still in kindergarten then.
Oh, I don't think so. I graduated college in 1970. So that was just a thrill. I mean, he is just as dynamic and wonderful. And the San Francisco Symphony and that Symphony Hall is beautiful, as is our Boston Symphony Hall.
Right. So that's really getting off island for someone that's from, you know, the Newport Jamestown area. When you get off island, you went a long way.
I know. That's true. But as much as I love Newport and my home in Jamestown, what is offered in Rhode Island is incredible, and you know, throughout New England. So it's important to get around Rhode Island.
Right. And there's other artists. I know that you and I were talking about some of the other artists you've had the opportunity to see, and some of those include people like who?
Well, in terms of conductors, I started earlier talking about Eric Leinsdorf.
There you go, yeah.
And that was when I was in college at rehearsal, but then I also had the privilege of going to see him perform on a regular basis at Symphony Hall, and Michael Tilson Thompson, I just mentioned, and then Seiji Ozawa.
There you go.
Oh, my goodness. Talk about electrifying. The Boston Symphony is an amazing, amazing group, but his ability to bring out was incredibly exciting. So I've had a very privileged life enjoying my classical music.
Well, we want to make sure that all of you listening have the opportunity to have a privileged life by listening to music presented by the Newport Music Festival. It's going on for a little while longer, up till July 29th. And if you would like to go there, take in some of the events, they are going to be at the Mansions in Newport. They're also going to be, some of them have been held at Newport Grand and their beautiful new
Event Center.
I was going to say function room, but Event Center at Newport Grand. And we thank Newport Grand for participating in the festival this year. And that gives us just a little bit more places to spread out the wealth, as they say. So everywhere from the Breakers, there's actually going to be the Elms are involved. And here we go. We have a whole list of places. See, that's why Diane is the CEO. Blythewald Mansion was involved this year, the Breakers.
That's a first.
Right, and Cross Point Church in Newport, the Elms, and Newport Art Museum right on Bellevue Avenue, and the Newport Grand Event Center, which we've talked about, Portsmouth Abbey School, just not too far away, St. John the Evangelist in Newport. Stamford White Casino Theater, that's a new first, too, I believe. That's the theater right next to the Tennis Hall of Fame.
That is correct, and it's a completely renovated space, and it's beautiful and acoustically wonderful.
And the Newport Festival Headquarters box office is on Aquidneck Avenue in Middletown. So all of those places involved with the production of this wonderful event in its 44th season. And Diane, we want to thank you for coming in and bringing your memories of Mark and the festival. It's great to have you here.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you for honoring the festival. We're so excited to have you as sponsors.
It's wonderful being a sponsor of this great music. And we're going to go out listening to a little more of that. But before I do that, I want to make sure that you have the website and the phone number if you're interested. The phone number is 401-849-0700. And the website is very easy to remember, newportmusic.org. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the rest of the music. Thank you, Diane.
You're welcome.